It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Welcome, neighbor. I'm glad we're together again. Before we do anything else today, I must sweep the rug in this room. Excuse me a minute. There's my sweeper. I have to plug it in over here. You have a sweeper at your house? That makes a loud noise, doesn't it? When I was a little boy, I used to wonder if the sweeper could sweep people up into it. Well, I found out that it can't. Just like we can never go down the drain, we can never go up the sweeper. No. Now I'll sweep. There. I just needed to do that because it was getting dusty. The rug in here. Who does the sweeping in your house? Lots of different people can do that. Now that you've heard that sweeper noise, I want you to hear something very different. I'd like you to hear the sounds of live wolves singing. I have it right on this audio tape here. It's a wolf. And you hear the one answering? Hear the other one answering way far away? And then that one's calling back. It sounds like they're singing to each other, doesn't it? I think that's beautiful. Now, those are a lot of wolves singing together. Well, there. I just wanted you to hear that tape first because I think the wolf singing is very beautiful. But also because I was talking with Chuck Aber yesterday, and he told me that someone who knows a lot about wolves was coming to our neighborhood today. Maybe that's he now. Let me see. Hello? Yes. Yeah, I was just talking about you. Kent Webber? Well, certainly. You mean right now? Good. All right. Yes, certainly we'll be here. Bye-bye. That was just who I hoped it would be. Mr. Aber said he'd be over in just a minute. And he is bringing someone who knows a lot about wolves. Someone who loves wolves, too. The man's name is Kent Webber. These are the creatures we take care of. Fish. We'll be able to learn a lot from Mr. Webber. You know, I often wonder if fish sing. I know that whales sing, but even though whales live in the water, they aren't really fish. Maybe that's they now. Let's see. It's just Chuck. Chuck.
Hi, Fred.
Where's Kent?
Well, he's here, but there are some others with him. Can you sit right here and I'll go get them?
Sure, be glad to.
Fred, excuse me.
Wonder who's with him.
I want you to meet Mr. Rogers.
Hello.
This is Little Dancing Bear.
Hello, Little Dancing Bear.
And this is Kent Webber.
I'm glad to meet you.
His friend.
Nice to meet you.
Shaman.
Hi, Shaman.
It's a shaman. The shaman's a Rocky Mountain timber wolf. He's a very unusual wolf in that he's not so afraid of people, he'll actually come meet people.
Well, I wondered. I didn't think that wolves could visit people.
They're usually so afraid of people that they won't come anywhere near. But shamans, like I say, he's very unusual, and he's traveled all around the country going to schools and teaching people that wolves are very shy creatures and that they're not mean.
Would shaman like this?
Would you like a toy? Well, that's nice. Little Bear, do you want to come play with shaman?
Little Dancing Bear.
So Little Bear is shaman's friend, and she travels around with him, and she likes to play with him a lot.
Is she a baby wolf?
Yeah, she's mostly all wolf. And shamans, he's all wolf, and shaman won't be full grown until he's almost 2.5, 3 years old, so he's still got 23 pounds. You see how mischievous they are? She just stole shaman's bone from him.
She
would you
to
like
play
another
with
one,
it
Shaman?
For a while.
Here, I got one for you.
Take it right off her.
Uh-huh. Usually, no, he's very considerate, and he shares his food with her.
Such beautiful fur. And beautiful eyes.
Is that your bone? Little Bear. Little Bear.
Kent, how much does shaman weigh right now?
Right now, shaman probably weighs around 95 to 100 pounds. And when he's full grown, he might get up to be around 120 to 130 pounds. Wolves in the wild, they range anywhere from about 60 pounds to 160 pounds.
Well, most people don't have a wolf for a pet.
No, that's one good thing that you brought up. We'd like to let all the children know that wild animals don't make good pets, and shaman's not a pet. He's just our friend, and he travels around with us. If you were to try to keep shaman in the house like a pet, he would probably eat the couch and the curtains, and they play way too rough with children, and they a lot of times will hurt children just in play.
Hi, shaman.
And if you put them in the backyard, they dig up all the trees and the bushes, and they sometimes chew on the sides of the houses, and they howl, and it's really sad because most of them can't live with people. And it's kind of sad because a lot of times they end up dying because people can't take good care of them.
You said that they howl. I was just listening a little bit ago to wolves singing. It just sounded like they were singing, going,
yeah, they do. Up where Shaman lives with all the other wolves at the sanctuary, he sings a lot. And we find they usually sing in the morning to start the day at sunrise, and they always sing at night at the end of the day. And at any other special events, like if I take Shaman for a walk, but some of the others don't get to go for a walk, they sometimes sing sad, and they want to come along and go for a walk with us.
Sing a sad song?
Yes, and they sing many different songs for many different reasons. Sometimes you just sing just for the fun of singing, just like people do.
Do they travel alone or with groups? Or?
They live in families?
Well, they live in families just like people do. You know, there's very much like us us people. There's a mother and a father wolf, and they usually mate for life, and they live with their family, which is their babies, and they grow up, and they take care of each other, and they hunt together. And they're very affectionate, just like people are. You know, we like to extend our hands, and how I shook your hand when I greeted you to show my friendship. Mm-hmm. Shaman would shake hands with another wolf by opening his mouth and chewing on that other wolf. And the other
like
wolf, but they do it very carefully.
Huh.
And they don't hurt each other. and they chew very gently on each other, and it's how they show their affection.
They look so peaceful, don't they?
They surely do.
Wonderful creatures. Hi, Shaman.
Little bear.
I just noticed when I first saw him what beautiful eyes he has, Ken.
Yes, that's the fun thing. I walk Shaman into a group of children, and the first thing all the children comment on is, oh, look at those eyes, because they see the eyes are very intelligent, they're very piercing. And that's one thing that we found is the wolf can communicate so much with their eyes. They communicate in many ways. One is with their eyes, another way is with their bodies and their ears and their tail posture. And the other way, of course, is howling, like we already talked.
Speaking of children and communicating, we're on our way to the neighborhood school, and we're going to introduce Shaman and Little Dancing Bear to the children there.
Well, they're lucky to have you all come.
I knew you would enjoy meeting them.
I certainly do. You want to...
Here. It's the wrong hand. There you go.
Here you pee.
Well,
she smells it.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for coming, Chuck.
A pleasure, always.
Yes. And thank you,
It was
Ken.
Nice to meet you.
So glad
and
to meet you.
Have a good day.
You too.
You ready to go, Shaman?
Come on, Shaman.
Come on.
Shaman, I'm glad to have met
you. I think Shaman's comfortable here in your yard.
Yes. Did you want to stay?
Come on.
Did you want to stay a bit? Oh, he is shy, isn't he?
He is very shy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't it wonderful that there are people in our world who want to spend their lives taking care of creatures who need care? And I used to think that wolves were big and bad. I had no idea that they could be nice and shy. Why don't we make believe about things like that now? Let's make believe that somebody dressed up like a wolf comes to visit the neighborhood of make-believe as the trolley goes by the castle garden.
It happened just the way I told you.
You mean you made believe that this doll came alive and it really did?
That's right. Daddy told me I could, and I did.
But why did it go back to being a rag doll again?
Because Auntie Lady Elaine said it was all foolishness and she didn't believe. And it just was a rag doll again.
Well, I'll believe. We'll show Lady Elaine. Believe.
I believe.
Believe.
I believe.
Believe.
Anybody home?
Looks like it turned into a wolf this time.
Oh, no.
Do you welcome wolves in this neighborhood?
Well, who are you?
I'm Neighbor Aver in a wolf costume.
What a relief.
I thought you were the big bad wolf.
Oh, no, sir. I'm a big good wolf.
A big good wolf?
Mm-hmm. It's Wolf Week in Westwood, and this big good wolf is looking for a little good wolf to wear this costume. Want to try it on Tuesday?
Oh, I don't think so.
Why not? It's just pretend.
I'm afraid I might turn into a wolf.
Why? It's just a costume.
I might believe it too much.
I don't understand.
It might have something to do with this doll.
That rag doll?
Want me to tell him Tuesday?
It's okay if you want.
Well, Prince Tuesday made believe that this rag doll got to be alive, and it really did.
That doll?
Yes.
Yes, that very
doll. That
one
right there.
I see. Well, it must have wanted to be alive. You couldn't believe it to be alive if it didn't want to be alive.
That's right.
Who said that?
I did.
You did?
See, I told you.
It even talks.
Yes.
Maybe you'd like to do it again now. Would you?
Are you a good wolf or a bad wolf?
I'm just a person dressed in a costume.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Do you believe that I can?
If you say so.
Do all three of you believe in me?
I believe
in you, Tommy. You see? I told you, he does it.
You three do believe in me.
You're a mighty impressive rag doll.
My name's Tommy. Isn't it Tuesday?
I hope you like that name. I gave it to you.
I love it. And I love you. And I love life.
Oh, I do too.
Me too.
You said you could dance.
Sure.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Okay. Oh, that's fun.
Hey, you want to be a wolf?
Thanks anyway. I'm real busy right now being a rag doll. Come on, Tuesday, let's go play.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Oh, some days are extra, extra special.
Oh, that's for sure. Nevertheless, this big good wolf would still like to find a little good wolf.
Well, if Tommy can get big, maybe I can believe myself to be little.
Oh, no. It doesn't work that way. Once you're a real grown-up, you don't get tiny again.
I guess I knew that. I'm grateful for who I am.
So am I. Hey, how about X or Henrietta?
Or Anna Platypus?
Or Daniel Tiger? Want to go with me while I ask them?
Sure. I'd be glad to accompany a big, good wolf.
Great.
Henrietta Pussycat. Oh, Hannah. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you.
Meow, meow, meow. Wolf meow you.
Oh, no, it's just Mr. Aber dressed in a costume.
Meow, meow, sure.
Oh, I'm sorry if this costume frightened you, Henrietta.
Oh, meow, meow, did.
Oh, well, it's Wolf Week in Westwood, and we're looking for someone who would like to wear this costume and be a little good wolf.
Meow, sorry. Meow, meow, busy meow, meow work.
Oh. Well, what about your neighbor, X the Owl?
Meow, off, meow, fly somewhere.
Well, thank you anyway. Your house certainly looks nice and clean.
Meow. Meow. Always something meow do.
Well, here's your sweeper, Hen.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Bye.
Meow, meow,
meow,
meow, meow.
Hi, Anna.
Lady Aberlin. Lady Aberlin. There's a wolf behind you.
Yes. But it's a big, good wolf.
Not a big bad wolf?
No, I'm a big good wolf, Anna.
You sound like a friend of mine.
Oh, really? Who?
Mr. Aber from Westwood.
You have very good ears, Anna.
Is that really you, Mr. Aber?
All dressed up in a big wolf costume and looking for someone who might want to wear this little wolf costume.
Who would it be?
Would you like to try it, Anna? It's really nice. See, your face comes right out here, and then there's this kind of long tail, and...
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't. I lost a lot of school time when I hurt my paw, and I have to do my homework.
Well, how is your paw feeling?
It's lots better, and it's right underneath my bandage.
Oh, that's for sure.
Maybe Daniel Tiger would like to pretend to be a little good wolf for a while.
We'll just ask him.
He's shy. And he's nice.
Wolves are shy, too, you know.
I know.
Thanks for your suggestion, Anna.
I hope you'll come back and play someday.
We will.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye for now, Anna.
Oh, hi, Dan.
Hi. You look good in that costume, Mr. Aber.
You knew me right away, Daniel.
Tuesday told me about it.
Was Tuesday here?
Oh, no. But he and Tommy called me on the telecan and told me about wolves and everything. They didn't want me to get scared.
You have caring neighbors, Daniel.
That's for sure.
Did they tell you about this?
Oh, is that the one for me to try on?
It is if you want to.
Oh, I want to.
Wonderful.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Well, what do we do while we're waiting for the little guy?
Wolf? Oh, Daniel, you are fat.
And do you ever look great?
Could we show it to Tuesday and Tommy?
Sure. You think they're still over at the castle?
I think so.
Well, all right. Come on, little good wolf.
A lady and two good wolves.
Oh, this is fun.
On their way to a castle.
Yeah. Okay. Right on over.
Welcome, lady and good wolves. Tuesday and Tommy are in the W room waiting for you wolves. And you too, Lady Aberlin. We will welcome you in the wonderful watermelon room.
No big bad wolf in that neighborhood. There was a big good wolf and a little good wolf. It was fun for me to make believe about that. You know, you could dress up and pretend that you're a big or little good wolf if you want. You can use almost anything you're allowed to use in your dress up pretending. I used to use a towel like this for almost everything. All you have to do is believe what you are, and you can play it well. Remember having a cape like this, you know? I remember playing dress-up with my sons when they were little. And now I play peekaboo with my grandson, Alexander. Peekaboo. Peekaboo. I was hoping Alexander and his daddy would be able to come by and visit today. There's still some time, but I'll show you a picture of them anyway. Here's a picture of Alexander, my grandson, and Jim, my son. Alexander and Jim. Maybe that's they now. It is. Come in.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Alec.
Hi.
Hello. Say hi, Grandpa.
This is my son, Jim, and my grandson, Alexander. Want to come in?
Yeah.
Want to come in? Good.
There.
This is my television house. Yeah, this isn't where I usually live. This is just where I come to have visits with my television neighbors.
That's right.
What do you think of this place? Alexander doesn't talk yet. Sometimes he says, ah, ah. Don't you? Want to try the piano? Okay, let's try the piano. Want to try playing the piano? Good. There. That's good. Remember when you and Johnny and I used to play with...
Yeah, sure. How about that?
Gonna sing? Would you like to see the trolley? Would you like to see the trolley, Alexander?
Would.
Let's go see the trolley. Come on, let's go see the trolley.
You know where it is.
That's right. That's where I make it come out. Here it comes. See it?
There it is.
Want to get down? Want to play with the trolley out here? How about here? Well, that doesn't make it work except up on the tracks, but we can make it work down here. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Push it along. Where's the trolley? Peek-a-boo! Where's the trolley?
it is? Where's Alexander? He does like peekaboo, doesn't he?
Sure does. Okay.
Find it. There's so much to find out, isn't there?
Yeah. That's right. That makes it work, but it has to be up here to make it work.
You want to try to make it work? That.
Alex, I heard and you.
He said bye-bye to the trolley.
Mm-hmm. And we have to say bye-bye, too. We have to go pick up his mom.
Oh.
We'll be back.
We have to go.
Won't we?
You have to go with Daddy.
I like it when you come to visit. Oh, come on. There you go. There you go.
Will you come back?
Say bye-bye, Grandpa.
Sure. You'll come to our real house and see Granny and me, won't you?
Sure.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Take care.
Good to see you.
And you. You're always welcome in this place.
Come on, Alex.
Give your mom a hug for me.
You bet.
Bye-bye. I was just thinking how good it feels to know that you've helped somebody to grow. My son helps his son to grow. We all help each other to grow. It's a really good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will, too. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye. Oh.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.